I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We still have sunshine and 69 degrees. KSL's top story. KSL Sports, it's been an extremely long offseason for the Salt Lake Bees, but players and coaches are stoked for the 2021 home opener tomorrow night, even though there won't be quite as many fans at the ballpark. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Big leaguers were able to compete against other teams, but Bees outfielder Joe Adell says they were only able to compete against themselves in 2020. During this year's preseason, they could only compete against one other team, but Adell says, hey, at least it was something.
They're in uniform, you know, wearing our uniform, kind of something to, you know, get competitive about.
Only 3,200 fans will be allowed for now, and masks are still required. Team manager Lou Marson says it was surreal last March when they were told the season was canceled, and they basically just had to pack their bags and walk away.
Yeah, it's been a little weird, and I'm just happy we're out of Arizona in Salt Lake.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Mask debates continue to ruffle feathers in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Hale Center Theater making the announcement at last night's show.
Masks were no longer required, but yet for those who feel more comfortable wearing a mask, we certainly welcome that.
Their post online lighting up social media. Many thanking the business, others calling it selfish. CEO Mark Dietlein says they're simply following what the state is allowing.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about personal freedoms and allowing people to make choices on their own. You know, we fall in line with that thought process.
Yesterday, all but a few pandemic restrictions ended per Utah's new law. Another mass showdown over kids in the Granite School District wearing them.
This is what happens when you do not represent the people that voted you in.
School board members eventually walking out. Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
The author of Utah's endgame bill is hoping for civility as all public health orders related to COVID come to an end. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
It's now entirely up to individual businesses, restaurants, and venues if they want to require masks or social distancing. Representative Paul Ray says he's not against people still wearing a face mask if they choose. Rather, he's against government or health agencies still requiring it at this point.
We've put the power back with the people where they can now make their own decisions. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear one. If they don't want to go to a crowded event, they don't have to go to a crowded event.
As of now, state-owned facilities are still requiring masks through the end of May, while UTA requiring masks and social distancing on trains and buses until September. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is today promoting his newly launched plan to help mom-and-pop restaurants. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the fund, which opened for applications this week, provides nearly $29 billion to restaurants struggling in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden says the Restaurant Revitalization Program will ensure a wide range of stores and restaurants can reopen, not just bigger corporations.
And to make sure the relief is distributed fairly, we also set aside funds for the smallest restaurants, bars, food trucks, and many family-owned restaurants that haven't gotten any help to date.
Portions of the fund have been set aside for minority-owned businesses. A federal judge has ruled that the Centers for Disease Control exceeded its authority when it imposed a federal eviction moratorium. The Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling, so there likely won't be any immediate impact. A jury in Rome has convicted two American friends in the 2019 slaying of a police officer in a drug sting gone wrong. Both young men are from California. An attorney for one of their families says the officer would be alive today if proper protocols have been followed in the undercover operation.
There were other people that made some really bad decisions as well. And had those other bad decisions not been made, again, Trichello Rego would be here today, had the Carabinieri simply followed protocols.
The teens claimed they thought they were in a life or death struggle with a gang member, not an undercover officer. They have been sentenced to life in prison. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A bar owner in California is under arrest, accused of making fake vaccination cards for those willing to pay. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
At the Old Corner Saloon in the town of Clement, south of Sacramento, there's a sign in the window reading, "They don't follow social distancing or mask wearing orders." And the owner is accused of selling very real looking but very fake vaccination cards complete with lamination. Alcoholic Beverage Control Deputy Chief Luke Blem says that is a crime.
Undercover agents with our special operations unit were able to purchase multiple cards in April.
The bar's owner taken away in handcuffs, charged with falsifying medical records and identity theft, among other charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police near Nashville International Airport arrested a man on charges of shining a laser at a commercial jetliner overhead. ABC's Jim Ryan says this suspect could be looking at some serious prison time.
American Airlines Flight 2232 from Charlotte to Nashville was about 10 miles from the airport when the pilot reported
2232, and there's someone down there shooting a green laser.
Okay. The cockpit of the Airbus with 136 passengers on board was filled with a green glare.
Oh, yeah, kind of caught me by surprise. Okay.
The plane landed safely. Police then heard from a truck driver who had someone hit him with a laser light. Officers went to a motel on Interstate 40 where a witness pointed out the suspect's room, and he was arrested.
He could do 5 years in prison and pay $250,000 fine if convicted. A man from Colville, Utah, was given 3 years probation for shining a laser in the eyes of an AirMed helicopter pilot 4 years ago. KSL News Time 6:36. Ricky, what's happening on the roads?
A lot of earlier accidents are clearing up. A lot of delays on the freeways are easing, but we still have just a spot of leftover heavy and slow traffic northbound I-15, Kaysville into Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Tail end of the rush. Let's chill a minute as I remind you, my minute of news is on the way next on KSL. Stay here.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.